8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers. In this hour of radio about radio, go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at Wave Farm, and today on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to hear two radio artworks released in the year 2022. Later, we'll hear from Derek Bailey, the English avant-garde guitarist who died in 2005, but in the 1990s recorded a record along with the radio. But first, we're going to hear Liquid Assets from Jesse Cudler and Graham Stephenson, from their 2022 album, Apposite Rejoinder. Stephenson plays amplified trumpet, and Cudler plays guitar, electronics, radios, transmitters, and tapes on the album. Here is Liquid Assets from Jesse Cudler and Graham Stephenson.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just heard Liquid Assets from Jesse Kudler and Graham Stephenson on the Radio Art Hour, with Kudler playing Radios and Transmitters on that record. Now we're going to hear another record released in 2022. Derek Bailey recorded Domestic Jungle in the 1990s, improvising on guitar along with Jungle Pirate radio stations. And he wrote about this record, quote, "The station's not there now. Usually they've started by 5:30. They've no announcements. When they go off, it just stops. When they come on, it just blasts in. It's enormously loud. I get it accidentally sometimes when I'm just messing about. So I've been listening to it, and I really like the way they do it on the radio. I have to say that in recent times, it seems to have gotten softer, a lot less abrasive in some ways. There are more vocal samples, for example. But what I do like about the radio is the live quality. Although the stuff is records, they don't leave them alone. They'll talk over them, advertise gigs, order a pizza. The music's constant, but with interruptions. It's very live, and with that sustained pace, which, of course, is inhuman, and it's nice to play along with, particularly as opposed to free jazz situations where the pace is often very slow. I found it fantastic to practice with, so for a long time I've been doing that. I've always liked the parts where the music stops and drifts along. You got some ridiculous string orchestra, then it just slips a bit. The pitch goes, or they slow it down or something. Then the drums come back. It's completely meaningless. I like that. What is a pain and can sometimes dilute it is the repetitive, looped, or sampled vocals. The funny thing is, I've never heard a jungle record. All I've heard has been off the radio," unquote. Here is most of Derek Bailey's Domestic Jungle record on the Radio Art Hour. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 2.3.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.